Joined before today's game by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Coach, split over the weekend. Could have had a sweep, but he came out with a split and a big win on Saturday against Augie. How big was that win for this program and this team this year?
I think it was huge just because, losing on Friday, that's a lot of pressure on Saturday for us. You know, in hindsight, we probably thought we could have taken care of Wayne easier than we took care of Augie. And then, so when that, you know, you don't get that win on Friday, it puts a lot of pressure on yourselves on Saturday. So getting that notable win was definitely, allows us to not take steps backwards, just emotionally, knowing that we can compete at a high level with some good teams. And I like the fact that our kids feel like we should have swept. They felt like we left another win with Wayne out there, and they got to understand that you can't, you know, get tiring feeling that way. You got to take care of business, and I think we did on Saturday with that win.
In the game on Saturday, you kind of took over there about halfway or so through the first quarter and had a run that lasted well into the second quarter, and you built a big lead, and you were able to maintain that lead. Talk about maintaining a lead against a very good team like Augie.
It was a great defensive focus on their personnel. It's a hard guard, but it's because everyone can shoot, attack, score. But it's also an easy guard when you say, hey, if they're on the arc and they're wearing white, they can shoot and they can score and they can attack. So I just thought we had the mentality of, we kind of got to take the thinking out of it because we knew that. We just got to go play hard and play really well defensively together. And that made for easier offense, of course.
C's had a big game for them, but other than her, you were able to kind of control everyone else on the court pretty well, I thought.
I agree. I said in the third quarter, you know, C's had 22 at that time, and I said I don't want her to get over 25. That's enough. And we still had about 14 minutes left to play. But I was, she's a really, really good player. She did a nice job and has all year, but I kind of put it, I'm sick of a freshman, you know, beating you. And that was the only kid that was beating us, like you mentioned. So, you know, we kind of needed to stop her and, you know, suck it up. And I said, somebody focus on locking her down and guarding her. And we did. So that was kind of a good gut check, too, you know, to be able to refocus on one kid and not then allow another kid to go off on you was an impressive finish.
We talked a little bit about this after the game Saturday. Obviously, you're not one-on-one with the coach for the other team.
Right.
However, you are coaching against your former coach, your mentor, the program that you played for, and you haven't had a whole lot of success over the years. How does it feel now, looking back, to have some success in that situation?
Well, that's what you want. You know, you mentioned it. My goal as a coach was not to beat Coach Krauth. It was to put a product together where we can compete at the level of the teams that are great in our league, like the Augies, like, you know, the Moorheads. We're not there yet. So that's really, you know, it's just a stepping stone as a coach to say, hey, we're getting there. We're competing with high-level teams, and that's what I want to do as a coach is, you know, be that team that puts together not notable wins or Cinderella stories. I want us to be, you know, find a way to be consistent at the top, and that's what we're trying to get to. We're not there yet by any means. But if our kids can keep on progressing the way we are, you know, the future of this next 2 years, especially when we have a majority of our kids, that's a realistic thing to say we can come in and compete every single night. And that's really what it's about.
Head coach Chelsea DeVille on today's pregame. We'll talk about Crookston a little bit later. Next, it's our player profile with Rumor Flatness on the Beaver Radio Network.